Roman Catholicum Protestants doth scorn. And I was sent from hence to Rome when pretty Prince was born. Indeed, to tell his holiness the news and how the whole plot was laid. I was one of the nuncio's men, therefore most fit to go. I had a great desire then to kiss the Pope's great toe, likewise to tell his holiness the news and how the intrigue went on. I told him Father Peter's that precious saint indeed, with all his other creatures did gallantly proceed. And now the Romish work goes fairly on, the game will soon our own. I told him Father Peter's that precious saint indeed, with all his other creatures did gallantly proceed. And now the Romish work goes fairly on, the game will be soon our own. The Pope, he turned his head and smiled and blessed the 10th of June. Likewise by me he sent the child a consecrated spoon with many other pretty little toys and coral to rub his gums. I took the benediction of the great Pope of Rome, but coming to Great Britain, most dismal was our doom. For why, His Highness, he was fled away, and good Father Peter's too. I took the benediction of the great Pope of Rome, but coming to Great Britain, most dismal was our doom. For why, His Highness, he was fled away, and good Father Peter's too. My heart was filled with fear and dread when coming to Whitehall. Therefore, without delay, I did for Father Peter's call. But straight they told me he was run away, I and all the friars too. Then, being very zealous, I searched the court all round, expecting to have gone to Mass, but the dell of Mass I found. The doors I see was locked and barred up strong, at which I stood amazed. I straightways did retire unto St. James's, where I could not find a friar to thatch a gallows there. No, no, I found they all was fled away, and others in their room. I asked for the nuncio, some said I was too bold. Said I, there's no more hurt in him than a dell of 2-year-old. For a precious saint, I'm sure he was indeed well fed and bred at Rome. I found the doors all locked up fast when to Lime Street I went. Quoth I, what are they run away, 'cause they could not pay their rent? I wondered in my heart what was the cause that all the crew was gone. A young man standing by me in friendly sort, he said, in Newgate the poor Jesuits were forced to hide their head, and same likewise are run away to France. They have no trade in here. I hearing then what he did say, and every word did note, thought I, there is no other way but straight to turn my coat. I'll throw my beads and crucifix away and be a Protestant. For why, I was the same before, yet turned for private gain, and did Rome's priests and mass adore while Germany.